when they took me out of my class in school and told me that I had to watch the moon landing, was I watching a Stanley Kubrick film or was I watching somebody land on the moon?
Neither.
What was I watching? A television?
You were watching a... Okay, now let's be very clear. What you saw on broadcast television was a simulation of a positional directive that would allow someone to be on the moon. Were someone actually on the moon, that would have been a great example of that occurrence.
Okay, were someone actually on the moon? Hold on, Grady.
You know what?
What did he? What did he
say? You know
what
the problem is?
What the hell is the Einstein?
You know what the problem is? You know what the problem was?
No.
They had no way. You know what the problem was? They had zero way to funnel or transmit that analog signal from the moon. It was impossible. But don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody.
Okay, Ginny, can you translate what Ian said?
Well, it sounds like there was no analog signal that could be translated from the moon, so somebody was in a studio simulating what was happening really?
Well, the footage was available, and now everybody's making all of a sudden the tech bodies outing the tail and don't go to Area 51. There is no problem in Russia, especially in Chernobyl. And they're making a big to-do over the to-do.
Oh, didn't get that. So what did they land on the moon? Did the humans land on the moon?
This is a perfect show. This is a perfect show. Bob's right on point. We're good. This is good. This is going to be a good, Carolyn. It's going to be a good.
Nobody's going to
so far I have not heard Ion specifically say there was a human being from America who physically touched their foot on the planet we call the moon. Did that happen?
Oh, that's not what you asked. What you asked is when they took you out of class and what you watched on TV, was that someone's version of a movie, or was that live footage from someone in a lunar capacity connecting on the moon? And we said neither. What you were watching was someone's representation of what would have occurred were someone on the moon. That's what you
okay.
saw on TV.
Very clear. All very right. clear, I am.
Okay, so now Neil Armstrong, physically on the moon.
Okay, they did land on the surface of the moon. But it was
who's the
they? They what? The rocket?
Who's the they?
Apollo 11.
Apollo 11.
The apparatus landed on the moon.
Yes. Yes.
Any humans in it?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
What? Oh, okay. So they landed on the moon, but you didn't see that. We TV people didn't see that action.
That's correct. And nobody got outside, and nobody jumped around, and there are no footprints on the moon, and there is, and the flag that's there is a holograph, I guess, if that's what you want to call it. There's no flag still ever not tattered in on the moon.
Okay, so the one giant step for Greg.
We're going to see if Bob finances Bezos to go, and maybe he's going to take the next big step for mankind. And they're going to grind up Elon Musk in a very fine pulp and see if he'll lay down the pathway so they'll have a nice way to step.
Okay, let's try again. where was the simulation made or broadcast? Was it a live broadcast from the simulation? Oh, he said it?
There's two parts. There's two done. One was done in the Area 51, and the other one was done in Australia for the feed. The darkness would have been here, so it was sent from Australia, because the darkness would have done it. But it was filmed at Area 51, but it was presented from Australia, because they would have been on the dark side of the moon, where it be daylight from Area 51.
If humans landed, or...
No. when they landed, it would have been the dark side of the moon. So in order for it to work, quote, quote, the signal had to come from Australia to make the night, day, day, night, upside down work.
Why couldn't they land at another time and not be on the dark side of the moon?
Because they couldn't get an analog signal anyway, Bob. The fix was in.
Okay, why did they land on the dark side of the moon then?
They didn't land on the dark side of the moon, but when it was broadcast, the simulcast of the live thing that everybody could see in real life, proven that they were on the moon, that proved it, couldn't have been presented then. Because they would have been on the dark side of the moon. When you saw it on TV, everybody had it was one thing that they re-showed it, but when it was happening, the big thing happening that everybody was watching, they even took Jenny out of class to see that happen, came from Australia.
Right. So you said something about they couldn't broadcast the object landing on the moon because it was the dark side of the moon.
It would have been. They filmed it in Area 51.
Yes.
Who's the mastermind that engineered the filming of this?
Oh, there was a lot of people. They all had a very weird death. They didn't last long.
And when
Kubrick didn't... Ginny, here's the big question. So Stanley Kubrick wasn't involved in the simulation?
Not at all. Not at all.
That's a big deal there, Ginny. Everybody thinks Stanley Kubrick was in on it.
Okay,
and he wasn't. That's why he could have been alive.
That's why he's still alive.
That's why he's still alive.
Okay, and so all the dead people that masterminded this, when the people were sitting in the control room at NASA, were they watching this?
No, you can't. No, darling, that's fine, but we're going to stop you because you're going to ask the question that's going to put you in the rabbit hole. Houston, is there a problem? Cape Canaveral, is there a problem? Kenny Buckport, is there an issue? Precisely which place are you deferring your asking regarding?
Well, when they're sitting all around watching the thing happen.
Well, they all were there watching, but which you're asking a specific question. Houston saw something, Cape Canaveral saw something, and Kenny Buckport saw something else. No three things saw the same thing.
Okay, so what I'm saying is then it wasn't orchestrated from Area 51, or everybody got a different feed,
yeah.
Or?
Stop. You're having two different conversations, darling. What was put on TV had nothing to do with NASA at all. Just their images. What was fixed for TV, the analog version that was fixed for TV, had nothing to do with NASA at all.
So if I was working for NASA's Apollo program and I was in the command center and I was operating some kind of equipment there and I was watching something happen, you're saying, and then, but my husband was at home watching TV.
Wait, Jenny. In 1969, there was no live satellite feed. You saw a screen with blips and dots and clicks and ticks, and this is falling over. They didn't have iPads then for streaming. It wasn't like that. There was supposedly a delay. And that's why they couldn't put any of that on TV, because none of it, that was all broken. It would be like taking a photograph of a vinyl LP record playing.
Oh, I see.
And converting
so they
that
didn't
into a
see
digital
anything.
Signal.
They only
there
heard
was nothing,
it.
It was dots. It was dots. That's exactly right. It was dots because they couldn't, there wasn't, they had no, they still can't send an analog signal from there. That's why everything's digital. Well, that and the military wanted all the analog bandwidth space. But don't get GQ started, because he knows more about that than most people ever want to know. Yes, that's a whole nother zeitgeist issue thingy. But it's all right. It's all right, because the tech body is absolutely using the full bandwidth of the tiny screen and the tiny note in the little book that they ate, and it made their belly sour.
Okay, so Buzz Aldrin is credited with taking the photos of Neil Armstrong while he is physically standing on the moon and at the during the lunar surface operation. So you're saying, color pictures, so you're saying that didn't happen.
Yeah, because Kodachrome doesn't do well in a zero-gravity, no-oxygen space. You got to realize y'all are talking about digitized images that weren't digitally available in that genre, and that's why they haven't been back. If it was all that in a bag of chips, they ought to be, Ahmed ought to be selling Slurpees on the light side of the moon if this were the case. Just saying.
Okay, the video cameras they had, Jenny, weren't much better than what our parents had.
Gray, let me just ask this. I don't know what I've heard. I get the echo. Jenny saw on TV, did NASA see that?
No.
They were looking at blips and blips dots, you were saying.
Yes, sir.
They could only get the audio.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go to the Smithsonian. Wait, stop. Go to the Smithsonian. Everybody, line up. Get your airplane tickets. Go to the Smithsonian and go to the Apollo 11 and look for the cameras. There weren't any. There was no such a thing. They didn't have ring doorbells on the Apollo 11.
Okay.
There aren't any cameras. There aren't any pictures of cameras.
Go ahead, Greg.
I was just going to say the cameras that they had weren't any much better than what our parents had back in the day for doing video.
They were polished glass lenses alone.
Right.
Refraction.
I'm impressed with the detail.
Back the days when you had to sit.
Detail.
The place where you had to sit in front of the camera, and you had to be really, really still because it would catch the light and bring it through the box, catch it on the silver plate. So that image then would be etched on the negative that you converted into the picture kind of thing. Now, it was a little better than that, GQ. Okay, I'll give you that. But if you talk about the 1800s, that you know, we're gonna do an airdrop of this file that shows all this video of why we were being photographed sitting there for 35 minutes. You know why they take the gun, saltpeter, and put in the tray and flash powder to make enough light to capture the image? It's a little different than airdropping that to your newest iPad, tablet, your fliblet, flablet, tiblet, tindle, pindle, flindle, something. It's something ridiculous. It's now the Black Mirror. That's what it is.
No.
Okay, just to hold it. Yeah, go ahead, Janine.
Well, the goal of humans walking on the moon and returning safely to Earth was JFK's goal, and this happened after he was assassinated.
No, it wasn't. Most certainly was not.
Well, whose
this
goal?
This covered Barry Goldwater's mess of why they got out of the gold standard. That was more money than could have been spent, than the economies could hold. And that made the difference and allowed them to shift from a fiat currency and the Ralph Nader, and probably Ralph Doobie, too. He was probably in that bullshit, too, probably. That comes along at a different level. So it was a way to make the Federal Reserve have the ability and capacity to draw down boatloads, tandem truckloads of money and destroy it in such a way that the M1 could be balanced. That's the only way your little buddy in the great state of Texas, Lady Bird's finest, could ever pull this off. The coup de grace that he has now successfully sitting president over. But don't tell Lady Bird.
Okay, I didn't get much of that.
But now, to be fair, we didn't have this trouble when Ann Richards was governor. Just saying.
Okay,
just saying.
So can we? This is quite an exclusive. I am impressed with Ion's technical detail. Whatever I'm picking up sounds like he knows all the parts that no one ever thought of, and no one asked any of these questions.
Okay, so Ion.
You're on mute, Carolyn. Go ahead, Carol. What were you saying?
Yeah, I was just going to say, Jenny, that Ion got very excited about that. He got up off the couch and started stomping around the kitchen, and now he's taking some Remag to calm down JW. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Jenny, can you summarize what we've heard?
Okay, well, so far, I just want to do the. So the success of Apollo 1 was not to assert the United States' technological superiority over Russia. It was to move around money and balance the M1.
Correct. Because, see, that was the race, you see. This was before you had the problem with Brezhnev. This was pre-Brezhnev.
Well, Brezhnev was a premier at that point.
But he wasn't a problem.
Oh, okay.
It was
okay.
The Sputnik.
Oh,
see?
That's what Dr. Beter figured out in 1975.
That's exactly right. There's Beter.
Now you're talking my language.
Yeah, Beter.
Yeah, that's right. 1975, 76, the Bolsheviks and the Rockefellers started to have a headache, and it was over the moon. Okay, so, I mean, not over the moon.
No,
it was about
Brezhnev,
the moon.
Brezhnev wasn't a problem. And he had a fellatio-based relationship with Prescott forever, Bush.
Oh, yeah?
So there ain't no worries. In, out, over, under. Yeah, that was all like Donkey Kong.
Oh, that's where Kenny Bunkport is part of this? The Bush family very
smart. That's right. He was just a babe in toilet. Lachaim.
Well, the Kennedy assassination, there's about 5 or 6 people who knew what was going on. How many people knew in this moon landing were in on the whole delusion?
Well, now, let's see. 3 of your guests and Dr. Dean and you, Bob. Well, Bob don't know nothing. We know. GQ's got a good handle on it.
Okay, knock it off. Dr. Dean was
Jeannie
a
Jeannie Bell knows, so
yeah, No.
Six.
I'm talking about back then. Hey, buddy. Buddy, you calm down. Listen, back then.
Everybody said, Bob, we're the only people alive that know about it.
What'd you say,
Carol? They're the only ones dead. Everybody else is dead. You said.
Everybody else is dead, so we're the only ones that know about it.
But we really did like Andy.
Hey,
Ion,
how many people knew back then this fake moon landing? 10? 200?
No, maybe. Now, there's inside out. There's maybe 100. And we're being vague and on purpose because you pin the tail. If you're right too often, Bob,
yes.
They start to make sense.
Yeah.
And it's no bueno.
Okay. Did Fritz Kramer know?
He didn't know what he knew. He knew what he was told.
Okay. So the astronauts did not know either.
They got paid, Bob.
They knew that they were on the moon.
That's why they don't do all that big talking. They don't do all that big talking.
But just to be very clear, Apollo 11 landed on the moon, but the men did not get out. Right.
Correct.
No, they were. Oh, they were on it. Were humans in the moon? Okay, I'm going to start over again since I missed it all. So, were there humans on the apparatus that landed on the moon? Were there any humans inside it?
Yes.
And they didn't get out. And so that was an accomplishment. They did land on the moon, people.
Yeah, they did.
It just wasn't on TV.
Okay. And they understood that. Well, then there's no cover-up. They did it.
The summary is they did land on the moon. It wasn't on TV. Nobody got out of the bucket. There were no cameras taking pictures of each other because there weren't any cameras that could be in zero gravity with the glass lenses,
right.
Blah, blah, blah. And then the whole thing was a ruse to correct the economy and to balance the M1. That was the motivation, not Kennedy's assertion to go to the moon in return and not to demonstrate technological superiority over Russia. Those are two red herrings. It was about the M1. That's what Ion said.
They did to demonstrate technological superiority in terms of getting on the moon, not the broadcast, but they landed on the moon. That was an achievement. Right? Nobody had done that before. How come nobody?
Right, Ion?
There's a question.
Had a spaceship landed on the moon prior to that event?
Yes, Sputnik did.
That's what I thought.
Oh, God.
The Russians got their first. Did the Russians know the Sputnik landed on the moon?
Sure.
How did that happen, since it was just going around the planet?
They were more clever.
Oh, that's where Brezhnev became a problem? Because of that kind of knowledge?
No, later. They were trying to hold the provinces together. They weren't trying to be all that. That's when they're making the USSR, back in the USSR. They were trying to hold all this together as a superpower. Now there's nothing left.
Yeah, now, what's your point about them trying to hold together? What's it got to do with Sputnik?
They weren't trying to cause problems. They weren't trying to... The only way you go out of space now is with the Russians today.
What did he say, Carol?
The only way you can go off this planet now is with the Russians today.
Can't wait to get back to Maui so I can hear these shows. I will re-listen to it and find out what's said, but...
The Russians are and have the only way off this planet even today.
Their rocket technology is what Ion's saying, Bob.
The only way to get off the planet.
The Russians are the only one to have it. Well, the NASA did it in 69. They got off the planet and landed on the moon.
Oh, and how fabulous that was. That was a one-shot wonder. Why the hell can't they do it again?
Did Russia start doing it again?
They have done it again since. Where do you think that Elon Musk, in his little relationship, bought or borrowed the technology that makes SpaceX the coup de grace of all the space technology now?
Okay.
Can drop a rocket back on a pad in the middle of an ocean. It's like shooting a gnat off of Jupiter.
The echo's really bad, Ion. I can barely understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
See, then he said don't mention the echo because that's what caused him. Bob made reference to something about the echo. So,
Musk was getting Russian technology.
Yes.
Yeah, well, Borrowing and buying.
So the Russians have the only technology, which is what Dr. Peter claimed, for God's sakes, in the 70s. This is very much
right.
Confirming Dr. Peter.
He's right.
Yeah, the Russians were the first to get to the moon and set up a particle. Did they set up a particle beam from the moon, the Russians?
It's still there.
Yeah, they set up. And that happened in September 77. Is that date approximate, or the Russians did it earlier?
A little bit earlier than that, Bob. That's when they let it out.
Right. So did Peter distort it? He had more accurate information, or he got the best he could get and it wasn't totally accurate?
No, Peter was in. He was in play. He was in play, Bob. He was on point.
In play? Okay.
In play.
Right. So, but he didn't distort it a bit and get the dates wrong on purpose.
The queen made him do that, Bob. He was trying to get the money checks from the bitch queen. He didn't give a shit about all that stuff. He wanted them monies, them cashy monies. That's all he wanted.
In the first week that you were here. And, of course, I got involved with the Beater Queen deal through Hugh Sims Hilditch. Everybody, look that up. Hugh Sims, S-I-M-S hyphen Hilditch, H-I-L-D-I-T-C-H. He was the Queen's representative, and they were looking for, they had $14 billion, and they were looking to buy some gold. So Peter got involved with that level in the early 70s before he said he was?
Yeah. Remember, he was trying to work it out. This is going to turn into a Garrett Dean story if you keep going, but you know how that goes.
Okay, so...
you didn't expect that one, did you, Bob?
There was a financial problem. So did they they bounced M1 by laundering money through NASA?
They didn't have to launder the money. They just had to, Bob, here's how, it's like called a pass-through. It's like when people go to dinner and somebody buys the dinner and everybody gets the receipt at the table and everybody takes it off their income taxes. they didn't pay a thing. They just said they did and got the credit for it. And that drawdown of that pass-through burned up that money. Every single receipt was added up and made that be what it cost. And when they did that, it sort of helped balance. This was the largest thing going in those days. When you understand a really nice car, a nice Cadillac, was $6,000. A really great car, house, was $35,000. I mean a great house. And if you had a $100,000 certificate of deposit, you were, quote, quote, set. You were, quote, set for life. That was enough money to live from then on, $100,000. Money had a bit of value. Groceries were $10, $12, $20 a week, and you were eating steak. You see, money had a different value set in those days. You remember?
Okay.
You were you were an old man then, Bob.
Yeah. Well, I was in my 40s. I was doing pretty good. So the Ginny, do we?
And damn.
We got it clear. All questions have been asked.
I just want to ask one question about Ann Richards, Ion. Are you a fan of hers because of her economic revitalization of Texas during her time as governor?
No, she was such a drunk. She didn't mess up Texas, and she let everything carry on to such a degree that she didn't tear up church and didn't mess up nothing, and she did okay because she wasn't so vehemently on to striking out and undoing everything. You see, she was more placated. It's like, well, we didn't have all this trouble. Why are we having all this trouble? This is Texas. We're in Texas. We're going to do it this way. We have everything. Why are you crying? Give me a drink. And she'd smooth up to who she had to, and then say, well, she's just a drunk. She's no threat. She's no problem. And then she's like, well, let's get on with it. Y'all got something? Let's go. She took the oligarch, and she was a Democrat, remember? Democrats meant different things back then. It was different. Normal people were Democrat, not just your Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her black new rigger-dig or something. We don't know what you call that. But see, Ann didn't cause any troubles. Now, some of the Texans had great problems with her retort and her reform. But all she did was lay it back in the thing and say, shut the hell up, you're eating, you got a place to live, you got a road to ride on, and stop all this belly aching and crying. It's better than you've ever had it in your life, and shut up and give me a drink.
Okay, I heard something said about LBJ. Was the assassination of JFK necessary to do this moon thing?
No, the moon thing was to cover up the why. They did it just to stop the gold standard or to keep the gold standard from being brought back. But then they had the economic downfall, short sight, so far that it took a huge project. It's kind of like the Hoover Dam. They had to pretend to spend all them money checks to make it balance. So they borrowed their way out of debt. Did you get that?
Yeah, and I heard you say something about Lady. Did LBJ know what was going on?
Let's see. How does this go?
No, that means yes.
He did know. He knew every bit of it. He planned it. He plotted it. He schemed it. He was the fall guy for it. He wasn't the brains behind it.
Yeah, what about the lady? And Lady LBJ knew, too.
You're talking about Lady Bird.
Yeah, she knew.
She knew.
Okay, that's so Texas had the most presidents in American history as a state. They were in on some. So were they up this financial maneuvers? Was it for the benefit of the Texan new oligarchy that was against the Freemasons of the New England area?
Let's talk about Barb's family. Maybe that might answer your question, Bob.
Barb?
Yeah.
Is it Barb Peters?
No.
Oh, Barbara Bush.
Barbara Bush. Come on.
Yes, they were part of the deep oligarchy.
Barb Peters is running around trying to get her boxes so she can be ready to move soon. That's what she's working on. It's so funny. She's trying to back.
Don't pay
full price for bubble wrap because everybody throws it away later. Just get the used bubble wrap. You'll save a fortune.
Is this the first time the public has heard the actual story?
They haven't heard it now, Bob. There's nobody listening. Okay.
Well, Todd Talkington is listening, and look at his last name, Talkington. He could tell Lance Grade and Alex Cook. He could tell everybody. It's in his name, Todd Talkington. Scott, as a journalist, got the exclusive. He's going to be able to pay his rent this month.
Yeah, that, you know, that's a working job. Oh, working job is good. Get some money checks. It's good. We can fake a moon landing and it'll help balance your budget, Bob. We do that. We fucks with you, Bob. We fucks with you.
Now, I knew all about this, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. Told everybody to be still, and so.